right, that's again at the top, I think, or somewhere on page 33, were we not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait, okay.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the dictionary.
You found it? Did you find it?
Yeah, the impotent. Another word is shameless.
Shameless, okay.
Sassy. Intrusive.
Intrusive.
That's a large word.
Thank you. All right, we have our interpreter back.
对不起，因为我去查那个字典。
Let's begin.
他用的词哈。
Top of page 33.
33页。
The last failure in separation is contest with the sodomites.
我们32页结束的时候是讲到所多玛。
Where God sent his angels to destroy the Sodom.
上帝来惩罚这个所多玛。
He also sent the angels to remove Lot and his family from Sodom.
上帝也差派他的天使来拯救这个罗德跟他的家人。
Lot resisted leaving Sodom.
罗德很拒绝离开这个，舍不得离开这个所多玛。
In fact, the Sodomites tried to have sexual relations with these angels.
甚至这些这个所多玛人想跟这些天使来交往。甚至叫这些他的这些所多玛的人是他叫他兄弟。
He offered to take two more daughters out, but they didn't want to go. The ones that married the sons.
他就想把他自己的 两个女儿,这个罗德想法,
but two of the daughters did go out with him, and his wife came out.
那太太,他女儿都出来。
But Lot was so much attached to Sodom, the angels had to drag him out almost.
据说罗德跟这些所多玛的人很接近,很舍不得,那么这个天使要把他抓出来,要把他抱出来。
That next section is a desire to remain in Sodom.
因为他的心,就是他愿意跟他们留在那个地方。
He was not in any hurry to leave wicked Sodom.
他还不是很赶快要离开这个罪恶的地方。
Then Esau's failure to separate from unbelievers.
第三就是以扫要想离开这个地方。
He took himself a wife from the nations. God said, do not marry.
据上帝跟他说,你要分别出来。
Then Dinah's failure in separation from unbelievers.
第四就是迪娜，她没有跟这些不信的人。
She was the only daughter of Jacob.
这个是雅各的女儿。
At least the only daughter mentioned in Scripture.
那么有其他的没有提到。
She wasn't too cautious about her friends.
她很，据说她没有很小心地问她的朋友。
She went out to see the daughters of the land.
她想出去看这个地方。
Unbelievers raped her and took her. Shechem was his name.
Shechem是这个人，是奸，强奸。
That's like we were talking about the other day.
好像那天我们所说的。
If you go to these places, how do you know you're not going to be in trouble for the people you meet in those wicked places?
你来到这些地方，你知道他们是多么的恶。
Then Joseph's brethren and their failure and separation from unbelievers.
还有第五就是约瑟的兄弟，他们也没有分别出来跟这些不信的人。
Some of these 11 were wrong in trying to sell Joseph to somebody else.
据这些11个弟兄呢，他们没有，据说他们不对，因为他们把那个约瑟卖给别人。
They were jealous of Joseph because his father had him as a favorite.
因为他的父亲呢，两个很爱那个约瑟，所以这些其他的兄弟很嫉妒他。
So some of these brethren sold him to the Ishmaelites, the Midianites, for the sake of profit.
所以他就把约瑟卖给这些米甸人。
And so they got some silver, some little bit of money, but they sold their brother.
他们拿到一些的钱，那么就把他自己的。
Then Joseph's failure and separation from unbelievers.
So it's just this year the
Judah, or Judah,
Judah.
He married a Canaanite, for example. God said to his people, don't marry Canaanites. So he's not separated from unbelievers. On one occasion, Judah turned into a Dulamite named Hira. So a Canaanite damsel and she became his wife. He did not separate in marriage from the unbeliever. Jacob's failure in separation from unbelievers.
第七就是雅各，他没有遵守这个规矩。
There was a grievous famine in the land of Canaan.
所以当那个时候有这个饥荒的事情。
So he went down again to Egypt.
他也是下到那个埃及去。
With his 10 sons.
就带他10个儿子。
He went to get food and indicated that God said that really they should not have gone to Egypt.
据说他没有完全依靠上帝，他还差他的儿子到埃及去。
He was out of the will of God, Genesis 26.
这个是创世纪第26章第2节说他离了上帝的旨意。
But that did reunite him to his son Joseph.
但是也借着这个事情使他跟他的那个约瑟碰面。
Then failure and separation with unbelievers, the time of the Moses and the Judges. Moses' failure and separation from unbelievers.
就是摩西本身他没有遵守这个命令。
As far as when he was in Egypt, he married the daughter of Reuel, an unbeliever.
他娶的太太是那个流儿的女儿。
Another failure, he accepted the advice of Jethro, his father-in-law. Then Israel's failure and separation from the Moabite unbelievers.
第二，最下面33页，据说跟这些摩亚人没有分别。
Numbers 25.
在民数记25章。
The Israelites were spoken of as committing whoredoms with the daughters of Moab. They mingled themselves with the unbelievers and the heathen.
据说跟这些不信者的人，他们跟他们通婚，跟他们在一起。
Then Samson's failure in separation from unbelievers.
还有第三就是参孙了。
Now, who's supposed to be a Nazarite?
那个参孙应该是哪些人?
God called him for special purpose.
上帝呼召他有特别的使命。
Yet, he had these three different love affairs with unbelieving women.
但是他确实跟三个那个不信的人结婚。
Mingling with the heathen and the godless ruins and causes downfall.
就是因为他跟这些不敬虔的人在一起呢，就引起他的那个事。Then
Elimelech and Naomi's failure in separation from unbelievers.
意思就是以利米勒跟那个拿欧米。
They left the land and went down to the land of Moab.
他就离开了那个地方到摩押去。
Famine was in Bethlehem, Judah at the time.
因为当时候在伯利恒跟犹大的地方有饥荒。
And while they were there, their two sons married heathen women.
他们在那边的时候，他两个儿子就娶了那个摩押人。
The price they had to pay for unbelieving.
这个是他们要付的代价，因为他们没有遵守这个分别。failure
and separation from unbelievers in the time of the kings.
第C，现在是中间，第三十四页，中间C就是在这些列王当中。First
in the United Kingdom when they were together.
就是联合的国的时候。Saul's
failure in separation from unbelievers.
这个是扫罗没有遵守这个命令。After
Samuel had forsaken him, Saul sent to a witch.
当那个撒母耳已经离开他的，放弃了他，那个扫罗就去找那个叫鬼的。The
witch of Endor was her name.
在英吉底那个鬼叫鬼的。The
prophet was against Samuel, was no longer having anything to do with Saul because of his unbelief.
因为那个撒母耳已经放弃了他。
So I went to this witch and asked to bring up Samuel to talk to him.
那么就 要那个教会的人来招这个撒母耳。
He made a decree that nobody should go after witches at all.
其实他本身有这样的规定，不可以有跟这个教会的事情。
But yet he himself violated his own rules and went after this witch.
他自己违背自己所设定的这个律法。
And then David's failure in separation among believers.
还有大卫的失败。
First of all, David and the Philistines.
这个是大卫跟非利士人。In
1 Samuel 27.
在撒母耳记上27章。
He wanted to go to war with the Philistines against Israel.
他就是要跟那个非利士人打仗。But
the Lord defeated that attempt, and the Philistines prevented him from fighting Israel.
这个就是避免他们来打仗。Then
is David and Hanun.
第二就是这个大卫跟那个哈嫩。
He tried to make friends, David did, with Hanun, the Ammonite, after the death of his father.
这个大卫想跟他做朋友，这个哈嫩。
So for his trouble, he was humiliated.
因为他这样事情，他就很羞耻。
And the Ammonites sent David servants home half naked.
他就要大卫很丢脸的就回家。
Then Solomon's failure and separation from unbelievers.
还有所罗门王。Solomon
and Pharaoh, first of all.
就是所罗门跟法老王。He
married a league, he had a league by marrying the daughter of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
这个所罗门就娶了那个法老的女儿。He
was trying to make a friendship with this other country.
他要跟这些其他的国家有来往。It
was a violation of the purpose and will of God.
这个是跟上帝的旨意跟他的目的有冲突。Then
Solomon and Hiram.
还有那个所罗门跟希兰。He
made a deal with Hiram, the king of Tyre.
他跟这个推罗的这个国王希兰有来往。Help
him build the house of the Lord.
他因为要盖这个圣殿。He
had cedar trees and other things to build this house.
因为他有这个香柏树。
And Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
还有所罗门王跟那个示巴的王后。
His reign was very magnificent.
他这个，呃，呃，所罗门王做王的时候是非常辉煌。The
temple was so beautiful, even the queen of Egypt wanted to come and see his kingdom.
他所建的那个圣殿非常的辉煌很美，那个甚至那个示巴的那个王后来找他。She
tested his wisdom with difficult questions.
他来了啊，问他一些问很难的问题难题。
Before leaving, she gave him gold, 20 talents of gold.
那么这个王后呢，要离开之前呢，给他有这么多的这些金银。
With some $19 million, that is, in 1971.
就是你可以这样算出来，在那个美国 1971年的时候，差不多有19的那个million.
Many more millions in today's inflated dollar.
1900万.
And she was, in fact, some have said that maybe she was one of his wives, who knows?
所以说，可能是成为他其中一个太太，我们不知道。
Then Solomon and the Egyptian horses.
第四就是那个所罗门跟这些埃及的这些马。
He was told by God not to go down to Egypt and buy horses.
上帝命令他不可以到埃及去买这些马。
Solomon didn't care. He wasn't separated to the Lord. He went down and bought some horses.
他也不在乎，他就去那边去买这么多的那个马。Then
Solomon with and wives.
还有，所罗门跟他的太太。
The crowning stroke of compromise was his many, many wives, unsaved, unbelieving wives.
可以说他这个妥协的那个程度呢？ 到什么程度呢？他就是娶了这么多的那些娶了那个埃及的那个人。
It was bad enough for the one Pharaoh's daughter wife.
不但是有那个法老的女儿做他的太太。
But he added 1,000 more.
他还有1,000多。
That's interesting, isn't it?
所以呢，我们看到了。
All because of bargaining with these nations in order to make a deal for some reason.
因为他就是跟这些异邦的人呢来往，有跟他们交通。And
as we said before, his wives turned away his heart.
就是因为这样娶这么多的外邦的女子，使他的心远离了上帝。Away
from the Lord unto their idols.
来侍奉他们的那个偶像。And
failure in separation from unbelievers in the divided kingdom.
在分裂的王国的时期，也有这些没有分别的地方。
Abijam's failure in separation from unbelievers. He made a covenant with a pagan king of Egypt. First Kings 15. Then Asa's failure in separation from unbelievers.
然后第二是那个亚撒。
He was a fairly good king, Asa was, but still, in this he was wrong.
阿撒他是本来是一个好王。
He made a league also with Syria.
但是他也是跟那个叙利亚联盟。
And gave him some of the treasures out of his house.
甚至把他自己家的那个财物都给这些不信的人。
In order to seal this covenant and agreement.
这个约呢是有效。Ahab's
failure in separation from unbelievers.
西就是亚哈。Ahab
and Jezebel in the first place.
亚哈王跟那个王后啊也是一边。That
was the beginning of his downfall.
这个就是他的堕落的开始。He
married wicked Jezebel.
他娶了那个太太是很恶的那个王后啊，也是。Jezebel's
father was Ethbaal, the king of the Zidonians, an ardent worshipper of Baal.
他们是敬拜偶像的这个家庭，耶西别，他的父亲是那个西顿的那个国王。And
Jezebel was his ruin in many ways.
这个耶西别呢也被他毁灭。And
Ahab in Syria.
还有二呢，就是亚哈跟叙利亚。
His alliance with Zidonians through his marriage to Jezebel.
他因为跟这个耶西别通婚以后呢，跟这个西顿的这个国家有来往有联。Was not
the last of Ahab's compromising measures.
不是他最后的这个有妥协的这个跟不信者有妥协的地方。
Made a league with Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria.
他甚至跟那个啊。 连他的这个叙利亚的国王有联盟。
He gave this pagan king silver and gold, even his own wives.
他甚至把他自己的这些金银，他的那个太太都给这个便哈达。
Then Jehoshaphat's failure in separation from unbelievers.
第一就是约沙发。
Jehoshaphat and Ahab.
这个约沙发跟亚哈。
He had a great violation of God's will in making an alliance with Ahab.
就是他跟那个有联盟，这个都是跟上帝的那个旨意有很大的违背上帝的旨意。
So Jehoshaphat was a fairly good king, had lots of good things about him.
这个约沙发本来是一个很好的王。
And he made a pact with this king of Ahab.
但是他跟亚哈这个联盟呢，就影响了他。
He had this union and so much, and it mentions in 1 Kings 22.
甚至他们的联合呢，有记载在那个网上22章的。
This is a believer now speaking about an unbeliever.
这个是说信主的跟不信主的人。
He said, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses.
就是在网上。
约瑟22章4节，你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样。
That was foolish, that was untrue.
这个是非常不对的，很愚蠢的。
He should never have gotten in cahoots and in league with Ahab.
其实他不可以跟那个亚哈哈这样联盟。
And then Jehoshaphat and Ahaziah.
第二哈，下面约沙发跟那个亚哈谢。
A league with one unbeliever wasn't enough for Jehoshaphat.
好像跟一个不信者的已经有联盟，好像还不够。
He had another pact with Ahaziah, king of Israel.
他还跟那个别国以色列的那个阿哈谢有联盟。
He joined himself to Ahaziah, wicked king.
他这个亚哈谢是很不好的王。
And then Ahaziah's failure in separation from unbelievers.
亚哈谢也自己没有遵守这个命令。
He was the king of Judah, the sixth king of a divided kingdom.
他在分裂的王国的第六个国王。
And he was so close to Ahab that they became his counselors to do wicked.
他就跟那个亚哈很有来往，他就成为他像他的顾问。
And when Jehoram, the son of Ahab, was sick.
那个越南就是那个亚哈的儿子生病的时候
，Ahaziah didn't separate from him.
他就没有跟他分别。
He went to visit him.
他去探访他。
And Jehu executed judgment on Jehoram's house.
那么耶户就来去他的家。
And killed King Ahaziah while he was there.
他在的时候他就杀死那个亚哈谢，这个是36页了嘛上面。
A bad ending for this man.
这个是他最终很可悲的事情。
Are there any questions? Yes.
我想问老师，为什么布上会说汤森的那几个女人是他的太太？因为有一个是妓女，那就是跟他。
你知道在哪一行吗？
34页1430。
啊，
34页1435。
Okay, line. We'll go back to page 34.
All right.
The line is 1435.
1435. Okay.
Samson's failure.
All right.
Right. 哪一句呢？
他也说那几个女人是他有三个太太。
啊，你说 love affairs？
Yes.
Yeah.
These are his three wives, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was just wondering how come you put that as love affairs.
Well, it's just a way of phrasing when the man goes with the woman. It's called a love affair.
他想用这个字嘛，其实这个 love affair 是他后来也是成为他的太太。
He was attracted to the woman.
他可能就是买卖的关系，或是他们没有真的是，为什么说太太就他们有结婚嘛，还是为什么说他们只是太太？因为之前其实昨天有说，就是他们就是婚姻的 但是没有分别为圣的，就说他有三个太太，那其实他是自己的道路，那为什么觉得他是太太？
So these three affairs that you are mentioning, are they the, his three wives?
Yeah, the three wives of
Israel. 就是他用不同的字。
Not separated from heathen.
据说因为跟那个不信的人交往哈。
Delilah was the third, the last one, Delilah.
最后就是那个Delilah.
Called for the barber to shave his head, and so he was weak, and therefore his eyes were put out.
就是那个第三个太太，那个Delilah。
And he had to go to the Philistines and was in grinding corn for the animals.
就到那个腓力斯人那边去做工。
Well, the first one was, I believe, a harlot, was she not? We talked about them earlier.
那么以前我们有讲过哈，就是这三个太太。
Where did we find them earlier?
Judges.
Well, the judges, yeah. Judges, is it chapter 14? See, Samson. Chapter, it's 14 and...Chapter 16. See them there? I think their names. I don't remember the exact names.
The first one is without the name, the Timnah.
Okay, Timnah. Okay, was she the harlot?
Timnah? She was the second lady.
Well, I don't know that she was his wife, that's why I say love affairs. If you call that marriage, I don't know whether it was a formal marriage, but I don't know whether Delilah was formally married either, but she acted like his wife. So that's why I call them love affairs. And really, if you have a sexual relation with a woman, it seems like it could be called marriage, even though there was not a service of marriage. Other questions?
I have a question. Yeah. Jacob
filled
in separation from unbelievers.
Okay. Line number?
Is number
1413.
1413, all right. You said at the time Jacob deal with a grievous famine. So, they should not separate from the unbelievers, because if Joseph, I think it's God's purpose to send Joseph to the Egypt, and then when the time of famine, Egypt can deliver the whole of a nation of Israel back to Egypt. Mm-hmm. You know, so why they should separate? 就是说，他说雅各就是在雅各时间的时候，就是说，以色列那个时候不是有大灾嘛？那他是说，就是以色列就是，约瑟应该跟就是跟当时的不信徒应该分开嘛？那为什么？那我想是神的一个旨意，是想把约瑟带到埃及，然后呢，再用约瑟的手来拯救整个以色列人。那为什么说他们一定要跟不信徒分开呢？如果要不分开的话，如果要分开的话，那约瑟就不能拯救以色列人。
Well, while it's true,
虽然是这样对
，that Jacob was reunited with his son Joseph，
就是借助这个事情，那个雅各跟他的儿子约瑟可以见面。
It's true that the famine was alleviated and he had food.
他们能减少这个那个饥荒的事情，他们得到食物。
But it is also true that he went to dwell in a place that was accursed by the Lord.
他到的那个地方是被咒诅的。
Back to Egypt.
就是到埃及去。
So yes, God overruled.That.
就是上帝超越他这样的做法。
And God used Joseph to free his people. And
上帝是用那个约瑟
to have food and the famine, the 7 years famine, 7 years good years, 7 years bad.
所以他能供应他们，这需要特别有七年的那个饥荒。
But it's still a fact that he did go to a place that was a totally pagan, unbelieving place.
其实他到的那个地方就是埃及地，这个埃及呢，确实是上帝所做主的地方。
And that's all we were trying to explain it.
所以我们就要从这一方面来解释。
It could have been that God could supply food for him where he was.
可能他如果完全依靠上帝，上帝能供应他的需要。
But as I say, sometimes God overrules.
但是有的时候，
bad choices, but still God blesses in the bad choices.
虽然有不好的选择，但是他上帝呢超越这样的人的做法。
1474. Okay,
1474. 是不是他不应该跟他有来往，或是因为他收他给他的钱？
Well, it was certainly true that Solomon couldn't have prevented the Queen of Sheba to come for a visit, I guess.
他不能避免说他不来找他。
But he was glad to receive all of her money.
但是他也很肯接受这些的钱财。
And she's glad that he admired his kingdom.
他也很高兴，就是说这个斯巴莱很欣赏他的成就。
He was very friendly with this pagan queen.
他跟这个异邦的那个王后很要好。
And again, God may have overruled in that as well.
这个是可能上帝那个超越这些的事情。
And she gave him, as I say, quite a bit of wealth.
那么就给他很多的这些钱财。
Whereas Abraham earlier refused to take the wealth from the king of Sodom.
以前亚伯拉罕不接受这个国王给他的这些东西，拒绝。Lest
the king of Sodom would say, "You made Abraham rich."
他据说是因为这个国王给他很有钱。So
it's a mixed situation, but he did have fellowship with this pagan queen.
他有跟这个 外邦的这个王后有来往。
Other parts of that? Yes, back there.
You don't mind to be challenged, right, do you?
你要不要受到挑战?
It's all right.
Paragraph 5, from line
1402 to 1407. 1407.
So you're criticizing Joseph's brethren and their failure in separation from unbelievers by selling Joseph to a group of Midianites and so on. But this was advised by advice of Judah, and he did that so that Joseph's life can be saved. So don't you think you stretch a little bit by criticizing his brother, his brethren selling Joseph to the Midianites? What 他批评约瑟的兄弟们把约瑟卖给那个米甸人的商人是不对的。我说这个约瑟被卖给米甸人是那个，假如我记得不错的话，是犹大的建议，因为要不然他们就要把他杀了，所以他就说把他卖给他们好了。所以啊，所以他这样子是不是也就说，就是我是觉得是不是不太合适。好，来。
If your brothers would sell you to the Arabians,
如果你的自己的亲兄弟把你卖给掉，
would you think that was a good thing?
给亚伯兰，这个是对吗？
You just pick up this instance, but if I have two brothers, actually I literally have two brothers. If my older brother want to sell my younger brother.I want to kill my young brother. If I have that, and he want to kill my young brother, and I said, why don't we sell him to China? I'd rather sell him to China instead of having him killed. 我的意思是说，因为他没有别的选择。那个时候，如果不是，就说这是一个，就说两个，坏的选择中间一个比较好的。如果我有两个兄弟，如果我哥哥要把我的弟弟卖到中国。那要把我弟弟杀了，那我宁可建议把他卖到中国去。所以啊，我觉得 ，yeah, okay.
Both things are wrong.
两件事都不对。
Wrong to kill Joseph.
那个就是来杀死那个约瑟。
Wicked, sinful murder is wrong.
这个谋杀，这个杀人的事情是不对。
Making Joseph.A captive, a slave to another country is also wrong.
这个也是不对，因为把他卖掉，成为那个奴隶。
Not giving him his freedom, slavery is wrong. Both are wrong.
做奴仆奴隶是不对的。
And the brothers were wrong, not right.
这个兄弟都做的这样事情都不
对。Those brothers were evil brothers.
他这些兄弟都是很恶的。
They were filled with jealousy.
因为他们充满了那种嫉妒的心。
They want to get rid of their brother.
他们想除掉。
And after they sold him, the father said, "Where is my brother?"
所以那个父亲就说，那个你的兄弟在哪里？
They took his many colored coat and put it in blood and said that somebody killed him, lying through their teeth.
他们就把他的彩衣把他
wicked brother,
弄那个很多血，然后
the father believed them.
所以那个父就骗他的父亲，父亲就相信他。
But they were evil.And wrong,
他们都是不对。
All counts.
不论哪一个说法都不对。
Other question.
I have one more.
Yes.
In page 33, line 1422 to line 1427, you criticize Moses for his marriage to the daughter of Reuel, an unbeliever.So my question is, at that time the Moses law has not been written down. And so how would Moses know he should be separated from unbelievers? 我的问题是说，我是在讲第三十三页一四二二行到一四二九二七一四二七行。因为他老师就是说批评，就是说摩西不应该跟一个不信主的人结婚。那我的问题就是说，在那时候摩西五经还没写下来，所以那时候摩西怎么知道是不应该跟不信主的人结婚
？I was living simply going after the fact that he had failed in separation from unbelievers.
其实我指出来的，就是说他跟那个不信者没有分别。
It's a fact that God's people, God did not want his people to marry unbelievers.
因为上帝的命令据说不可以娶那个外邦人。
He wanted them to be separate from unbelievers.
你要跟那个不信的人要分别出来。
And Moses married a pagan unbeliever.
所以摩西就娶了那个外邦的女子。
And his father-in-law was a pagan also, Jethro or Reuel as he should be.
这个有人就是说他的岳父就是那个 Jethro 叶罗根，或是另外一个名词是 Reuel。
And so I was just pointing these things out, that this is not what God wants them to do.
我指出来去说上帝, 不要他们做的事情是什么?
Just an example of marrying an unbeliever.
这个就是去的那个, 外邦人的一个例子。
Is it true that this woman was a pagan unbeliever in Egypt?
是她在那个埃及地。
Is it true that Moses married her?
所以那个摩西, 娶了她。
Then did he marry an unbelieving pagan?
她, 跟那个, 不信者, 同, 结婚。
And is this not a failure in separation from marriage to unbelievers?
这个就是因为他们没有遵守这个命令，是说跟不信的人, 结婚。
But the related question is, by the time of Moses, does he know he should not marry an unbeliever? Does he know? Did he know? 我的问题是说，在摩西那时候，他知道，就是摩西刚开始的时候，他知道他应该不和不信主的人结婚吗？
I'm sure that God told his people this marriage rules, even before Moses wrote them down.
我深知据说上帝一定有交代他们有这样的命令，就是不可以跟那个不信的人通婚，还他还没有写这些律法之前。
In Genesis, in Exodus, Leviticus, all these places, God gave them wisdom even before they were written down.
据说这些律法还没有写下来，在那个创世纪出埃及记有这样的交代。
Like the principles of the New Testament were still principles even before Paul would write them down, perhaps.
甚至这些新约的那个原则呢？那么使徒保罗还没有写这些书信之前，已经有这些的原则。
Paul taught them from place to place, and they were principles that people knew about from his teaching.
因为当那个使徒到处去传福音、讲道的时候，他们已经有知道这些的规则。
Lord Jesus Christ taught many people before the Gospels were written. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这些是福音书还没有写下来，主耶稣已经到处去传讲。
And they knew his beliefs before they were written down.
他们还没有写下来之前，他们已经知道了，他们有这样的教导。
You don't have to wait before they're written down before you know what the rules of God are.
不需要说那个写下来以后才知道。
So I feel certain that they didn't know, but even if they didn't know,
如果他们真的不知道。
It's still a fact, Moses married an unbelieving pagan woman. And that is a violation of separation in marriage. And that's all that is said in that particular paragraph. You see, whether you know something or not, does not make it right or wrong.
就是说你不晓得之前，你也不是说你就可以说你有理由哈这样不知道。
We have a phrase that goes like this.
有一句话这样说。
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
就是说你对这个律法的无知，不能当作是借口。
And so God's rules and God's regulations were very clear.
上帝的律法，上帝的指示是很清楚的。
But my point is, the law was not even written at that time, so there's no law. Was it? Was it down at that time? Well, the point is, the law was not written at that
time, so there's no law. Was it? Was it written at that time? There may not have been a law written, but still,
the principle was there that was found in the Garden of Eden. History was the same, it was against the thing, even if the law had not been written yet, if Moses had not yet composed.
虽然这些律法还没有写下来，但是他们应该要知道，因为有这些历史，这些以前发生的事情。
But whether the law was written or not, it's a fact that Moses married a pagan unbeliever.
无论那个律法已经有写下来，还没有写下来，但是这个事情，这个事实却证明说他跟那个外邦人结婚的事情。
And what we know very clearly, that's wrong to do.
所以我们明明知道去犯罪。
regardless of whether Moses had written it down before or not.
无论是那个摩西有写下来或是没有。
That's a separate point completely.
这个是另外一个课题。
All right, where are we in our narration? Page.
I think we are finishing up 35, going to 36 now. Yeah, 36.
Page 35, we finished Judah. We finished Judah.
Yeah.
Josiah.
Josiah, yeah. Then we're entering Amaziah, F.
And F?
Yeah, I think, yeah, F.我们开始好是三十六页的 F.
What line would that be?
1527.
Oh, over there, 1527. Okay, top of 36. Amaziah. All right, his failure to separate from unbelievers, further example of compromise.
这个 F 开始好就是阿玛西亚他没有遵守这个分别跟不信的人的分别出来。
He had a battle on his hands.
他有这样的征战。
And he wanted to hire 300,000 soldiers from an apostate kingdom.
他要请人他来帮助他们，差不多有300,000的这些兵来帮助他们。Yeah. 这个是从那个北国的。
He had to pay 100 talents of silver to get those 300,000 men hired.
他要付这么多的钱。
That was about $200,000 in our current.
差不多，如果现在比较这个美金呢，差不多有200,000。
And God said he was not to do that.
上帝说他不可以这样做。
And so he sent the soldiers back to Israel.
他就把这些兵丁在
God caused him to win the battle despite the loss of those 300,000 soldiers.
去说这三十万的没有帮助他们，但是上帝却为他们打了胜仗。
Then Uzziah's failure of separation from unbelievers.
Uzziah 的这个没有遵守这个
In 2 Chronicles 26, it mentions.
在往下26章有提到
He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done.
第在
记
下26章4节，
乌
西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，却把他父亲亚玛谢一切所
But he was not perfect as much as his father was.
但是他没有像他父亲啊，是更好的乌西亚。
But he offered a bribe and a gift to the Ammonites.
他贿赂给那个亚门人。
So that they would not harm him in any way.
所以他们才不会欺负他。
Then Ahaz failed to separate from unbelievers.
H 就是亚哈斯。
He was, Ahaz was the king of Judah, one of the wicked kings.
这个是那个犹大的那个国王，是一个很不好的国王。
And he set a bad example for failure.
他设立的那种不好的那个榜样。
He made a league with Assyria.
他跟那个亚述国联盟。
He wanted his help to work other things.
他要他们的帮助。
And so he took a portion of the treasures of the house of the Lord to pay this wicked man.
他甚至把这个圣殿的这些财宝，把它拿给这个亚述国的国王。
Gave it to Tilgath-Pileser, king of Assyria.
就是给那个提拉比勒色的这个国王。
Then Hezekiah's failure in separation from unbelievers.
他就是这个西西家王。
First Hezekiah in Egypt.
这个一就是西西家跟那个埃及。
So trust in Egypt was condemned by the prophets and by Isaiah and Ezekiel.
因为那个以赛亚的先知跟以西结先知有警告他。
Hezekiah was basically a good king.
本来这个西西家王是一个很好的国王，但是他却依靠这个埃及。
But he trusted in this heathen power to help him.
他所信任的就是外邦国家，而不相信上帝。
He was ridiculed about this by Rabshakeh, king of Assyria.
那么拉伯沙基呢？这个国王呢，来嘲笑他。
And Hezekiah in Babylon.
第二就是那个西西家跟巴比伦。
Another failure of Hezekiah, the king of Judah,
这个西西家国王的失败,
where the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent a present to Hezekiah.
就是巴拉旦这个国王的儿子，就是那个比罗达巴拉伯，他差派人到那个西西家王。
And he received this present, opened up his doors to receive the wicked missionaries of Babylon.
他接受了他的礼物，接受了从巴比伦来的这些不好的这些宣教士。
And he showed this wicked king all of his precious things in the house of the Lord.
他去把这些他这个圣殿这些啊。
He showed all the gold and silver therein.
给他看到这些金银宝石。
And after the king of Babylon saw all this, later came to steal it all and take the Israelites, Judah, back into Babylon captivity.
后来就是因为给他看，后来这个巴比伦王来攻击那个以色列人，就把这些东西带走。
Well, we're going to stop right here, but take 10 minutes. We'll be back to see you then.
我们再休息10分钟。